MLK Saratoga is the next incarnation of a community project group that's been producing Dr. King celebrations for over 25 years now. And 3 years ago, this will be our fourth annual Dr. King celebration weekend. We decided 4 years ago to make this a larger than one day commemoration and event. And this past year, we actually rippled out what we were doing beyond the weekend. So we've been doing events throughout the year. We also had a march, silent march down Broadway in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's assassination. So we're starting to show up in a variety of ways in our community and draw on the other organizations in our community that have overlap specialties, but we're finding ways of building more alliances together, because MLK Saratoga, that's really our feeling, is that our mission is to utilizing the arts, in particular performance and art and literature, to create opportunity for greater community dialogue and bridging.
Does MLK Saratoga have activities during the rest of the year as well?
We're having more. This year, as I was saying, we were able to hold a march and a vigil around the anniversary of Dr. King's death. Part of that was also a wonderful photographic display of Skidmore student artwork that had been taken during that march in Saratoga, and that was pretty powerful. We're showing up at other events that have some connective tissue to civil rights and human rights issues. And we're looking forward to sponsoring even more authors to come and keynote speakers in the coming year.
Well, I was struck when I saw your publicity because, first of all, you have a really great graphic, which just jumps out of the page and screen.
Well, thank you. That is Beth Rowan, the very talented, we call her our graphic goddess, just makes it happen. And it does. It lends, it's got power in it, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And it calls attention to the fact that you have such a broad and ambitious program plan and pretty vivid contrast to what's going on in other parts of the capital region and around the country. Instead of having individual groups doing individual events scattered throughout the weekend, you have a very cohesive feel to the program. Feels like it's the embodiment of what you're talking about in terms of working with other organizations to try to build something bigger than any one of them. What brings that about?
I'm really jazzed to hear you say that. In part, we've got a group that has really a big vision, and the practical side is that we can't possibly do it all, and that there is an element to us functioning more like a hub that is going to allow us a broader reach. And how do we activate other elements in our city and our community to take more action and to be more involved and to feel more empowered? Part of the vision is over the next 5 years to actually create a citywide experience that it becomes not just community building, but business building, and that we get businesses happening. I've been stirring the pot with some of our local breweries to come up with some specialty brews for that time, and restaurants involved in different groups, that doesn't just have to come through the one vehicle of MLK Saratoga. So that would be an extraordinary seed to have planted.
So folks can go to mlksaratoga.org to find out about all the activities, but maybe you could cover some of the highlights.
I would love to do that. We launch our whole weekend with the Dr. King Challenge, and this year we are at the Holiday Inn in Saratoga. They've been fantastic in supporting us and getting ready for this. It starts at 7 o'clock with our opening reception, which includes light finger foods and a cash bar, and then at 8 o'clock. We have till 9:30. We have an array of regional performers who are doing micro performances, very edgy, provocative things that relate particularly to this last year's events. There's plenty to pull from. But we've got Azam Hamid with Smooth Keys, who is our sort of our musical host for the evening and creating that wonderful backdrop and segue as I move people in and out. This is an event that I've been curating for a little while here. I've got spoken artists like Dee Collin is going to be there, and Poetic Visions is coming in. I've got Karel Irving, who is this dynamic young man from Schenectady, who I'm very excited. Scrambled, who's a young rapper, and she's in from New York City, and I've been delighted to have her. She's actually written a piece just for this evening. I have some of Illuminate's wonderful artists of color who are coming up, Aaron Moore and Carmen Lookshire and Vanessa, I'm forgetting Vanessa's last name at the moment, Pereza Marufo. And so we've got vocalists as well, including Robert Miranda, who's accompanied by Dustin DeLuke. And then I've got, and Kim Wafer's coming in to do Shirley Chisholm. So we're trying to highlight the voices of color in particular. We're also bringing forward women's issues. I'm an artistic director to SHIFT, Saratoga's Humanitarian Youth for Transformation, and these are teenagers who love the performance, but they also have minds that are reaching way out into activism and global issues. And the kids this year have chosen to do a piece, Water is Life, and contrasting oil and water, and it's pretty in-your-face provocative. So we are covering an array of stuff, and all of this is going to be bookended with the amazing international global jazz group called Herd. And I believe they're based here out of Troy. So they're coming up. They're going to open the evening, and then we're going to close out with about 45 minutes of dancing and deep rhythms with them. So it's a very exciting evening. That launches us, and we jump into Saturday. Some of us will be attending the Women's March in Saratoga Springs, and that is starting at 1 o'clock, and they're meeting at the Spirit of Life in Congress. Very short program at the top of that, and then we'll march down Broadway. And then our programming, MLK Saratoga's programming, continues at Cafe Lena's, and we've got the inimitable Garland Nelson is doing Shout It Out, and he's doing an hour-long look at a historical sort of musical overview of the African-American experience and music. And that's going to be a very interactive, very fun-filled afternoon. That is followed by an extraordinary opportunity for us. Yato is joining forces with us, and they've brought in an extraordinary woman. Her name is Kima Jones. She's a poet and a writer and a publicist, and she is the founder of Jack Jones Literary Arts, and she's making some big waves out in the LA scene. She's coming in to spend an hour and a half with us talking about writers of color, particularly women. And then the evening wraps up with Creative Action Unlimited. This is under the direction of Michael Kennedy, and she's brought these women together to create a very powerful theatrical experience of women talking about their experiences grappling with harassment in our day and age. So very full experience at Cafe Lena's. Sunday, we have a implicit bias workshop being offered at the library in the afternoon. This is with Ray Anderson, warm, wonderful man, 30 years in the military. A lot of that has been as a equal opportunity trainer. He brings exceptional insight to what he's doing, and he's going to speak to us, and it's an interactive workshop. So people can start to dig deeper into understanding all of these subtle ways in which we pass judgment or quickly pigeonhole people very subtly. So it's a very wonderful, provocative opportunity. The evening has us getting up on our feet. We've got Donald Hyman and Penny Meacham, who are regional performers in our area who write a lot of original material. They are presenting an Aretha Franklin tribute, and their colleague, Sister Lucille, is going to be doing interpretive dance, and that starts off our evening at the Parting Glass, which typically Irish, but we're going to bring in a little soul, because following the 20 minutes with the tribute, we have the extraordinary Heavenly Echoes. And if you've ever had a chance to be around them, these older gentlemen just light up the stage with their soul R&B. So that's our Sunday Get Up and Dance community experience. And then that drives us all home to Monday. At the starts at 9:15 in the morning with registration at the public library in Saratoga Springs. They are kindly, graciously hosting us again, and we've got a morning of community volunteer projects. And there are a few off-site projects that are also available, including some support for Code Blue in Saratoga Springs. So following the morning's volunteer opportunities, and please go to our Day of Service page on our website to see what some of those projects are. We then have our community celebration, and this year it's being held at the Presbyterian New England Congregational Church, which is over on Circular, and 2 to 4 o'clock, and we are going to be, that's hosted by Garland Nelson, who is an extraordinary force in Saratoga Springs and one of our preeminent musicians and energy raisers. He hosts for us, and we have Diana Domingo, who is going to be singing for us along with Dr. Mary Nell. Morgan Brown is going to do an interactive call response with the folks who have gathered, and Shift will do another piece, and then we're turning everything over to Daryl Davis, who I understand you've had a chance to talk with already, so he'll be with us for 90 minutes of that. It's going to be an exceptional, extraordinary afternoon with a followed up by a reception.
So, wow!
Wow! We got a full weekend ahead of us.
I'm physically and emotionally exhausted, and it's only Wednesday. Well, that's fantastic. The folks who are interested in going there to Saratoga to take part in this can go to mlksaratoga.org to find out all the details. It sounds like folks should probably make reservations, even though the events are, for the most part, free, right?
Yes, all of the events are free and open to the public, with the exception of Monday evening, we have a concert at Cafe Lena's with Daryl Davis, and that is a $15 ticket, and those are going pretty fast. We do, of course, are always open and welcome any donations at any of the events, but we do want this to be community accessible across the board.